Okay, so I will go ahead and get started with the presentation. The meeting is being recorded at this point, so we will share this recording on our website alongside the presentation slides afterwards. My name is Kara Radzins. I am the Transportation Deputy at the Capital Region Council of Governments, and this is the first of two public involvement informational meetings that we are having regarding our Transportation Improvement Program, or the TIP, for fiscal years 2021 to 2024. Quickly, what I'm going to go over in this presentation is an introduction to CROG and what the TIP is, a brief summary of the TIP document, as well as the associated air quality conformity analysis. I'm going to touch upon the equity assessment that CROG has conducted and then give everyone information on how to provide their comments. So quickly, what is CROG? We are the Capital Region Council of Governments, and we are a voluntary association of 38 municipal governments in the Hartford region. We provide our towns the opportunity to cooperatively address issues of mutual concern, including technical services, purchasing, and regional planning. We also serve as the Metropolitan Planning Organization for these 38 towns. Our policy board is the officially designated MPO, and the policy board is made up of the chief elected official from each member municipality, as well as transit representatives from the DOT and the Greater Hartford Transit District. Every urbanized area in the United States has an MPO that's designated to conduct their regional transportation planning and to select federally funded projects. And while the state's Departments of Transportation has the primary role of administering these funds, all federally funded transportation projects in the region must also be approved by the MPO. So what is the TIP? The Transportation Improvement Program is a list of all the transportation projects in the Capital Region that are scheduled to receive federal funding within the next 4 years for transportation. The TIP is prepared at least every 4 years, but it's amended frequently. And federal regulations provide regional agencies like CROG with the opportunity to cooperate with our state DOT in the decisions regarding how federal transportation funds are spent. And approval by the DOT and CROG is required before federal funds can be expended on transportation projects in the Capital Region. So brief summary of the TIP, again, because it is a long list of projects, I encourage people to look at it in more detail if they want to see specific projects and information on that level. But overall, the document does cover the projects that are to be obligated between October 1st, 2020 and September 30th, 2024. DOT provided an analysis of the statewide TIP, known as the STIP, as well as, and this showed that the STIP and each regional TIP are financially constrained and that the cost of projects listed do not exceed the total funds authorized by Congress for Federal Highway Administration programs or Federal Transit Administration programs in Connecticut for each of the next 4 years. So within CROG's TIP for this period, we show a program of $243 million in transit projects and $665 million in highway projects for a total transportation program of $908 million. Within the TIP itself, the individual projects are listed in two different ways. One is by funding program, and that can be found in Section A. And then we also show it by location, so by town, by district, or whether it's a statewide project, and that is in Section E of the document. And the full TIP document is available for download at crog.org/TIP, or hard copies can be requested by contacting Mike Cipriano at the email address listed in this presentation. So again, this is this table breaks down the summary I just shared, showing the federal share and the state share and the local share for each year and overall. And again, looking at almost $1 billion in funding over the next 4 years. Also with each TIP, we're required to look at air quality conformity and to demonstrate that the TIP doesn't violate the Federal Clean Air Act. In Connecticut, the DOT performs a statewide analysis with all TIP projects analyzed together. CROG is part of the Greater Connecticut Ozone Non-Attainment Area, which is classified as a marginal non-attainment area, and we are in an attainment area for fine particulate matter, PM2.5. And just an item of note, because these regions are set up by, or the air quality conformity zones are set up by county, CROG is, any analysis for CROG is conducted alongside an unstable internet connection note. So I'm going to kick off my video really quickly. But with the air quality conformity analysis, it's based on the 2017 motor vehicle emissions budget, and the TIF has to be shown to not exceed those values. And based on DOT's analysis, CROG's TIF does meet all of those standards and passes the test required under those conformity rules. And you can see in the table below that we are well within the budgeted amounts. Also, with each TIF, CROG conducts an equity assessment. And the purpose of this is to determine whether minority and low-income communities are receiving a fair share of funding and or benefits from our transportation program. And the environmental justice target area is a combination of census block groups where at least 50% of the population is a member of a minority group, and census tracts where at least 20% of the population is classified as low-income. And so in doing this analysis, the conclusion is that there does not appear to be any bias in the distribution of transportation funds and projects in the TIF. The analysis shows that 37.7% of funding in the TIF is being invested in the target area, whereas only 30.5% of the region's population lives in that area. So CROG is investing a higher proportion of transportation funds in the environmental justice target area than would be expected based on the size of the population in that area. And in terms of providing comments, the comment period for the TIP runs through October 12th, 2020. The TIP will then be considered for endorsement by CROG's Transportation Committee on the 26th of October and adoption by CROG's Policy Board on October 28th. Comments will be accepted orally or via the chat box at two virtual public meetings being held today, both at this one at 1 o'clock and an additional one at 7 p.m. this evening. Comments can also be submitted to Michael Cipriano, either by email, phone, or mail at the contact information provided here. The TIP document, as I've mentioned, is available for download at crog.org/tip, or you can request a hard copy by contacting Michael Cipriano. Also, I wanted to note that the comment period for the statewide TIP, the STIP, runs through October 9th. And so for more information, you can visit the DOT's website at the address provided on this slide. So with that, I would like to open the floor. If anyone has any comments, feel free to unmute yourself or you can write them in the chat box. And I did just see that another individual from DOT has joined us. Hello, Kevin. We just ran through the presentation. There are no members of the public here at this time. So I just wanted to let you know the meeting is being recorded.
Hi, Kara.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Could you tell me other form of outreach that you guys took for this meeting?
Absolutely. We did legal notices in the Hartford Current, the Hartford News in both English and in Spanish, in Identidad Latina in English and Spanish, and in the White Eagle in English and Polish. We also distributed information about these public meetings, as well as opportunities to comment to all of the town clerks in those three languages, English, Spanish, and Polish. Additionally, we shared them with our transportation committee and policy board, as well as the interested parties lists for both of those groups. And it's also been posted on our website.
Thank you.
Of course.